Welcome to Shakespeare Full Circle, a journey of a circuitous nature into the mind of the Bard of Avon, or as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. Unmovable, static, rooted to the spot, fixed, steadfast, and stubbornly stuck. Today we look into the obstinately non-perambulatory, hard-headed, and mulishly immobile, those who simply will not budge an inch. It seems apt that Uncle Will would coin that phrase in The Taming of the Shrew, a story of two famously stubborn protagonists. Without delving into the problematic themes at the very heart of the play, you could be forgiven for thinking that today's phrase was in reference to the prickly Paduan Petruchio, or the cantankerously crass Catherine. But no, it doesn't actually appear in the play proper, but rather in the prologue to the play. Christopher Sly, an excessively inebriated ingrate, is in the process of being tossed out of his local alehouse for apparently smashing a few glasses in his revelries. The hostess is having none of it, and says she will go and fetch the third bruh, or the constable. Sly says he's not going anywhere.
I know my remedy. I must go fetch the third bruh.
Third, a fourth, a fifth bruh.
I'll answer him. By law,
I'll not budge an inch, boy. Let him come, and kindly.
When the soused and slumbering Sly is come upon by the Lord, returning from a hunt, the regal rascal decides to play a trick on this passed-out bit of oiled-up obstinacy and orders his servants to move the liquored-up layabout to a luxurious bedroom, where upon waking, everyone around him will act as if he is a lord, who has just come to his senses after losing his mind. Oh, and they then decide to put on a play for his noble amusement, which is, of course, The Taming of the Shrew. Now, I don't know how many pints old Uncle William would have imbibed at the Black Swan, or the Dirty Duck for that matter, for him to come up with this bizarre intro, but I think it's safe to say that it was more than likely a fair few. The word budge had been in limited circulation during the 16th century, coming from the French bouger, to move or to stir from stillness, which in turn stemmed from the Latin bullire, meaning to bubble or boil, coming from, I imagine, a sense of constant movement. Uncle Will, though, seemed more interested in the negative of the word, not budging an inch, which is also interesting in itself. An inch. He uses it to denote the smallest of measures, but in Hamlet, he uses the measurement to denote massive layers of makeup, but that could be another pod all itself. Moving on. In 1930, Noel Coward would employ the phrase in his brilliant comedy, Private Lives.
You're as obstinate as a mule!
I like that, I must say.
You've got your nasty little feet dug into the ground, you don't intend to budge an inch, do you?
No, I do not.
If there's one thing in the world that infuriates me, it's sheer wanton stubbornness. I should like to cut off your head with a meat axe.
How dare you speak to me like that?
Not just an axe, but a meat axe. How oddly specific. You have to love Coward. Anyway, this fun phrase is now firmly in our lexicon, being bandied about for children in Winnie the Pooh, albeit without the reference to incremental distances.
There is nothing that's going to make me budge from this spot until morning.
And, of course, political discussions.
The money isn't there, and you guys won't budge an inch.
That's not true at all.
Well, what is true, arguably, is that I will always imagine Uncle Will deep in his cups when he came up with this immovable idiom in our lexicon. And on this issue, I shall not budge a single... Well, alas and alack, my friends, that's all we have time for. Join us again next time for another circuitous journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time. Shakespeare Full Circle is a production of WGTE Public Media. You can learn more and download all episodes at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.